2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And working together with him we entreat also that you do not receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, At an acceptable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I helped you, look, now is the acceptable time, look, now is the day of salvation. Giving no occasion of stumbling in anything, that our service not be blamed. But in everything commending ourselves, as servants of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. In stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasts. In pureness, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love. In the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. By glory and shame, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, and yet true. As unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and look, we live, as chastened, and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Our mouth is open to you, O Corinthians, our heart is enlarged. You are not straitened in us, but you are straitened in your own affections. Now for a recompense in like kind I speak as to my children be also enlarged. Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has a temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God, even as God said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be to you a father, and you will be to me sons and daughters, says Yahweh of hosts.